Yes, you indeed, my dear. Now, this is a very interesting question and one that we do believe many, many others would appreciate hearing and understanding in more depth. Now, indeed, there are many others with me here, and I will share, indeed, as many aspects of this question's perspectives as I can, indeed. Now, ascension is what we would term a rising up, a raising of the energies of the vibrations. Now, indeed, to look at it from more of an electromagnetic level, you are vibrating at a certain level in your conscious state. And most of you, indeed, are not even aware that there are other higher states of consciousness, higher frequencies. Now, indeed, if you worked at raising your vibrations, you could indeed pop right out of this reality. Now, of course, we don't want you to do that, not indeed. But as part of the ascension that has been discussed, yes, that word has been tossed around quite a bit. It refers to the raising of the frequencies while still maintaining your current position in the earth plane. So indeed, you lift yourself up through your spiritual practice, through your beliefs, through the energies, your behavior, the actions that you take based on what you believe to be true. And indeed, everything in your physical, mental, emotional, energetic, spiritual body begins to change, begins to vibrate differently. And indeed, there are many, many changes that are occurring in the body. Biochemical changes, physical changes, emotional changes. You will begin to see things quite differently. You will see colors differently. You will sense other people differently. You will feel different in your own body, in your own time and space. Now, indeed, the trick is, of course, to allow this to happen so that your spirit is higher in the frequency and the vibrations, lifting you up into a different vibration, the fourth, the fifth, and beyond, while still having your feet on the ground. So, indeed, this is going to require more of a sense of integration. Yes, indeed, where there is a balance of all the different aspects of your being, where your brain, your mind, your ego, your personality, your spirit, your emotions, how you feel, yes, indeed, are all working coherently together. They are all in balance. Now, for them to be in balance, of course, my dear, as you well may have guessed, there must be a clearing. There are obstacles, there are areas of you that are stuck, blocked at times with belief patterns that aren't appropriate, that are no longer working to maintain a balanced, even flow of energy, of emotional, physical, higher dimensional energy. So if indeed if there's a block in the flow, it will indeed prevent what you are calling ascension, my dear. So indeed, now, it is not something that is going to happen 1, 2, 3. It is something that is a process. Indeed, the process takes time. Now, there will be periods where you will find yourself leaping forward and gaining much ground energetically as you begin to move through some of those areas where there is stuck energy, where there are energy blockages. And as you do that, you will feel yourself break loose. You will feel yourself lift up even more. You will feel excitement. You will feel a clarity. You will feel a joy that has no conditions, no reasons attached to it. Just pure bliss. Isn't that wonderful when you feel that? And so indeed, in many, many ways, you will know that you are in the process of raising your vibrations. Yes, in the process of ascension. When you are feeling that bliss. And so indeed, now many are thinking it's the end place of ascension that is important. Well, indeed, we would say it's not. For indeed, it is part of your soul path to ascend over many, many lifetimes even. Yes, indeed, not just this current lifetime, but over the entire path of the soul's evolution, you are ascending. You are growing more and more into the light. You are allowing an awareness of God, of spirit, knowing indeed that you are part of that higher energy field and always have been. Now, of course, there are times when you are not in the physical body, when there's more of that awareness. But indeed, the challenge, of course, is to become aware of all your abilities, of your true source, of your power, while you are still cloaked in the earthly garb, with all the stimulations, all the distractions, and still be able to realize and to act within a different framework, a different reference that is indeed more of the higher spiritual realms. Now, indeed, there will come a time when the ascension will be quite apparent. There will be a time in the Earth's history coming up, yes, indeed, where there will be many, many beings who together have reached a point where many will be at that same higher spiritual vibration at the same time. When that happens, indeed, there will be a shift. There will be a time of celebration as more and more beings will be able to move together collectively over to a different dimension of living, thinking, believing, and seeing. And that will, of course, be a joyous occasion for all, indeed. Now, that doesn't mean that the others are not ascending still in their own way, in their own time. Of course they are, just in a different rate. So, of course, everyone is growing in their own time, in their own unique path. And that is perfectly acceptable. So ascension now is going to be a little different for everyone. So we are sharing our thoughts, my dear. But we would ask for you to contemplate. What does it mean for you to ascend? What does it mean for you to lift your vibrations up to a higher level? Now, you may hear those words intellectually, my dear, but what does it truly mean to you? We would ask for you to more clearly define your own thoughts, your own beliefs about that concept, so that you will begin to work through it. And as you do that, my dear, do indeed include us in your discussion. Ask us to participate. Ask us to share with you, and we will indeed help expand your awareness, expand the concept of thought that is associated with this term, ascension. For indeed, if we would wrap it all up nicely in a little package, my dear, ascension is lifting the vibration higher into the spiritual realms of higher awareness. It is the integration of body, mind, and spirit. It is pure awareness, it is joy, it is oneness with creation, knowing who you are, why you are here, dear. We do hope indeed that you will give this more thought within your own consciousness, meditating, asking, yes, indeed, allowing your spirit, your own unique spirit, my dear, to show you more of what it means. And for you, yes, to be able to take the next step. Not only thinking about it, beginning to act on what you are feeling, what you are thinking and believing. For indeed, it is not enough just to think about ascension. We want you doing it, my dear. We do hope that helps. God bless you indeed. What do you think of that one, Alan?
Fascinating. And actually, I have a follow-up question to it. What would you say, if this is a pertinent question, the number of individuals on the planet currently who are close to that being able to hold the next higher vibration, the next dimension?
Well, there are many more that are close to it than there are actually ones who have reached that point. Now, even my channel here, at times, she has reached that understanding of ascension within her being, but she isn't always able to hold on to it. We would say the majority of people at this time are in a similar boat. Do you understand? Now, I'm not going to put a number on it, for indeed it is so hard to calculate because it is constantly fluctuating.
Okay.
So indeed there are moments for you, dear Alan, where you are wide open, where you are balanced. There is no distraction, no obstruction at all in your energy field. And you have reached that point of clear understanding. But it is a fleeting moment. And so indeed the challenge for everyone is to be able to maintain that higher energy, to be able to walk through the physical world while still being fully aware of your spiritual heritage and source. Do you understand?
Yes,
indeed. And it is indeed a challenge, but with practice, we do believe that there will be such a strong joy at feeling those emotions to being in that higher vibratory pattern of ascension that you will indeed want to be there more often. But oftentimes right now for many human beings, yes, you are working through so many karmic patterns. You are working through levels of fear, emotional reactions, and that is all part of the process indeed. It is a necessary part, and then indeed you will find your freedom. Do you understand? Yeah. So if we could add one more definition to ascension, we would say indeed that it equals freedom. Do you understand?
Yes.
God bless you indeed.
Thank you very much. Very interesting question.